This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Dan Hubbard writes, "Hey, Evan, first time, long time. Love the pod. Been listening since the early days of you and Joe B on The Fan. Keep up the great work." That is very much appreciated. I wanted to reach out because I keep hearing everyone say, in Stearns we trust when it comes to this offseason, specifically when it comes to how the Pete situation is occurring. It comes across as a tenor of, I don't understand it, but I trust Stearns to put the best product on the field. Am I the only one who thinks the entire first base situation was fumbled completely? If they were only going to offer Pete 3 for $68, they 100% knew he wasn't going to take that. Why not be in on one of the other first basemen that were available this offseason? Christian Walker, Cody Bellinger, Josh Naylor, Paul Goldschmidt, etc. Instead, they did nothing. Watched all of the available first basemen find new homes and are now stuck with either a pissed off Pete Alonso or Brett Beatty. There's no defending how this went down in my mind. Thanks again. Love you and Hoff. Appreciate it, that, Dan. So let's attack this because I've heard a lot of Met fans say that, which is, hey, if you didn't want Pete Alonso back, if you weren't going to be aggressive in bringing him back, why not kind of get aboard the carousel of first basemans before they all ended up elsewhere? So there's a few things on why I disagree with you respectfully about this. Number one, any of those guys you just mentioned, any one of them, you want to bring up Josh Naylor, you want to bring up Paul Goldschmidt, a guy I personally like, you want to bring up Cody Bellinger, Christian Walker, you name a guy. Do you honestly think, and let's start here, I know there are going to be some who disagree, that's fine, but let's start with this. Do you prefer any of those guys to Pete Alonso? So if you were making a list at the beginning of this offseason, which we did offseason previews on basically every position, and you kind of know where I stand, I preferred Pete. Pete Alonso to me was my first option to play first base. But for you, Dan, and for anyone else listening, were any of those other guys your first option? Did you look at Paul Goldschmidt at his age, coming off the year he was coming off of, and said, I prefer him over Pete? Now, I like Goldie, and I said, he's my backup plan. It turned out that he couldn't be my backup plan because Goldie got scooped up by the Yankees, and obviously the Alonso situation continues to unfold as we're sitting here in February. But I will raise my hand and tell you that none of those guys, I can rank them and tell you who I'd have preferred, but none of those guys did I look at, whether it's their contract status, whether it's what I'd have to give up to get them, or really just the money. I didn't look at any of them as better options than Pete Alonso. Did you? Now, for everybody in the audience, if you are talking to your phone or talking to your car and saying, yes, I disagree, Evan, I preferred Cody Bellinger. Okay, fair criticism. If David Stearns' number one option at first base was Cody Bellinger, and he preferred Cody Bellinger over Pete Alonso because look at the contract you were inheriting, it's kind of sort of similar to the contract they're even offering Pete Alonso, and Cody's a lefty, and he gives you versatility because he can play the outfield as well, then they should have gone after Cody Bellinger. So if that was your preference, absolutely. If that's David Stern's preference, then he damn screwed up. If he preferred Cody Bellinger over Pete Alonso, then absolutely back in December, when Cody ended up with the Yankees, he should have been out there trying to make that move. I didn't look at him as a preference. Now, did I look at Bellinger as a very solid backup option if things didn't work out with Pete? Absolutely. But if you agree with me that all of those guys you mentioned are all fine backup plans, better than any backup plan that's out there right now, because the backup plan out there right now is essentially Brett Beatty, maybe Ronnie Mauricio, and then maybe adding a right-handed bat, then I understand that. Like, I prefer a lot of these backup plans. But why would you go get your backup plan before your priority? So if you agree with me that Pete Alonso is your priority, you had no other choice but to play the game, unless you wanted to just overpay to make sure you got him. The one thing you can't predict if you're David Stearns or if you're me or anyone else is how the market was going to unfold. Did you know that all those guys were going to be gone and Pete was just going to be standing there without a chair and there would be a stare down? And you probably also thought, well, if all those first basemen are gone, which means a lot of teams kind of came off the need of a first baseman, is that going to set us up better to get Pete Alonso for the price we want? So I disagree with you, Dan, not necessarily about the blindly saying in Stearns we trust. That's just a slogan. David's been here for a year. He's done a fine job, but there's a lot to do. I mean, he hasn't earned my blind support. I like him. I think he's done a good job. So forget the slogan. Let's look at the game plan. To me, Pete Alonso was still the priority and was still the best case scenario at playing first base. All of those other players were very solid backup plans. Why are you scooping up the backup plan before your priority? And you know what that proves? If at least you're with me on this, is that what Hoff has said and what my good friend Big Mac has said in the overnight, which is they don't want Pete Alonso. Well, then that's not true. Because if they didn't want Pete Alonso, they could have preempted this by bringing in one of those guys. The Atlanta Braves, I don't know, did I ever read that email from the Brave fan? I don't think I did. We get a lot of emails and I try to copy and paste them onto this document, try to get to as many as we can, but there's a guy, he may be listening right now, who's a big Brave fan. He found the Rico Bronya, believe it or not, while living in Georgia because he wanted to hear Met fans cry after the Braves took care of us in 2022. And the gentleman, you know, I know he sounds kind of like a little bit of a jackass, but no, he's guy turned out to be a nice guy and said, I ended up listening and I enjoy hearing the Met perspective. And he actually wrote an email. I got to find it because it was really interesting where he was giving his perspective on the Freeman Olson situation in Atlanta and how you could kind of compare it to what's going on here with the Mets. If the Mets wanted to move on from Pete Alonso with any of those guys I mentioned, they could have done it. The Braves did that on a legend. They went out and they traded for Matt Olson. And they did that before Freddie Freeman signed in L.A. They ended his tenure by going out and getting somebody else. So I do not think David Stearns screwed this up. I think David Stearns prefers Pete Alonso. He just prefers him at his price. And as we sit here today, in the first week of February, I don't know how the stare down is going to end. I can't give you fake optimism. I can't do that. I just try to read the tea leaves as best as I can. And I also can't give you fake negativity. I mean, am I sitting here right now saying it's no chance it's going to happen? No, I think the longer this goes on and the longer the Mets haven't replaced Pete and the longer Pete hasn't signed anywhere else, the better chance there is that he could come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.